a whole series of poems that I love in this book are the Henrietta poems. So tell us about her and how she came to be a recurring character in your work, Chris.
Well, there's a section in the book, it's the penultimate section, that's called Berryman versus Berrigan, the
yes.
board game, which, you know, started as a somewhat of a joke in terms of, you know, us naming sections for countless books that we could write together for the next, you know, 2,000 years. And this one ended up sticking and made it into the book. And because we, you know, for one reason, we wrote a lot of poems that were sort of in that vein. And Brett was sort of, in some ways, taking on the persona of Ted Berrigan. And I was really tapping into John Berryman.
But I got it okay. Remember, I'm friends with Eddie Berrigan, Ted Berrigan's son.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And like I saw him one time at PALS, and I was like, Berrigan versus Berryman? Is that okay with you? And he's like, make it a board game. So we got the like green light, green light on that one.
Great things come out of PALS all the time,
yeah,
I feel sure.
I mean, really?
Well, the board game idea works so well for a collaborative book because of the back and forth. And, you know, so one of the things that I did is take Berryman's Henry character in the Dream Songs and just turn it into Henrietta.
Yeah.
And Berryman's Henry is a fictional version of Berryman. You know, he made it a point many times to say that. I tried to do something similar. And, you know, I really liked, it really stuck with me when I read that Berryman said that Henry has suffered an irrevocable loss. And when I'm thinking about the title of the book, as you mentioned before, you know, Keats is not the problem, begs the question, well, what is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of loss in the book in many different ways. You know, Brett mentioning just having lost a dog in the Roach Giant poem. So
and change.
Right.
Lost
and
the city.
Change and all sorts of things that that we're dealing with here. So the first one in that section is a short poem called Henrietta Longs for Meaning. I wish someone would call me and breathe into the phone. Someone pretty please move next door and mail me a love letter. Darn a sock with your meaningful fist just to make me a YouTube video. Purchase my plane ticket from dust to dust. This doesn't ever seem to happen.
I love that. That's me sitting there on DeFosset Street.